Now, Prague's National Agriculture Museum held a special day this week to highlight a culinary phenomenon enjoyed not only by Czechs, but also by their neighbours, a day honouring the dumpling. The day, open to schools and members of the public, accompanied an ongoing German-Czech exhibition entitled Knedlíkové nebe, or Dumpling Heaven, a three-year project looking at the history of the food as a shared culinary heritage. Jan Wellinger visited the museum and brought back this edition of Panorama.
Knedlíky, or dumplings, are among the most typical staple of Czech cuisine, but they are equally loved by their German neighbors as well as others in Central and Eastern Europe. There's no shortage of recipes, from roast duck to smoked pork to beef with gravy, which would not suffer or be complete without them. Essentially, there are three kinds, two that go with meat dishes and one that is standalone. First, bread dumplings, hoskové knedlíky, which are light and fluffy, potato dumplings, bramborové knedlíky, which are heavier but very tasty, and ovocné knedlíky, sweet dumplings filled with fruit, plums or strawberries, and sometimes also jam. You'd be hard-pressed to find a single Czech who didn't grow up with knedlíky, and many will confirm their mom has the best homemade recipe. On Wednesday, I discussed dumplings and the ongoing exhibition with Lubomír Maršík, the National Agriculture Museum's head of public relations.
Jedná se o mezinárodní projekt, přesněji řečeno česko-německý. Je to výstava, která byla připravena.
This exhibition, which was put together by local museums in Deggendorf and Appenberg in Germany and Cheb in the Czech Republic, looks at the dumpling as a culinary phenomenon, one that is enjoyed here in Germany, but also in Austria and elsewhere. It is a typical part of Czech cuisine, and visitors to the show can see all kinds of utensils that were used in kitchens in the last century. There are also original drawings, ads, photographs and more. At the show you'll learn that dumplings' history goes back all the way to the 16th century, although nobody knows the exact date or place where they were first made.
Spekulací, ale najít jednoznačně datum vzniku a případně výrobce, kdo byl prvním, jako asi historicky dneska nelze.
The origin of the dumpling is of course a great mystery, but according to Lubomír Maršík, it may be that the first knedlíky were nothing more than a happy accident.
Jako náš je to spíš odhad, nebo odhad historiků. Je to...
It's just a guess by historians, but it's said tongue-in-cheek that they may have been discovered by someone who made a mistake while making ordinary bread during the medieval period. But, of course, we don't really know. Where and exactly how they originated, it's impossible to say.
Říká, že někde v Německu, nebo možná v Čechách.
That said, there's no question now that knedlíky have their place in Czech culture as well as Czech restaurants and cafeterias. All Czechs know, for example, the expression four or six, čtyři nebo šest, Lubomír Maršík explains.
Je to typické, protože obvykle k běžným pokrmům masitým, že jo, se nabízejí čtyři.
Four or six is what some people get asked when they are in line in the cafeteria, being served a meal with dumplings. It is regular to be given four with a dish, but sometimes the person serving you gives you a once-over and estimates you're a six knedlíky man, someone with the room and appetite for a bigger meal.
Na tu porci šesti knedlíků, takže to je taky taková česká specialita.
Of course, you want to be careful. Czech dumplings are filling and heavy on calories. Eat too many, you may end up being called a knedlík yourself.
Sám ze svých školních let vzpomínám, že jakmile někdo byl takzvaně tlustý, takže to označení knedlík...
It's true, it is also a derogatory expression, which was used back in school when somebody was a bit on the heavier side. People would tease them for being a knedlík, a dumpling.
Takže je knedlík jaksi symbolem někoho, kdo má nadváhu.
With that warning in mind, I decided I had to sample at least one kind of Czech dumpling on offer at the National Agriculture Museum's Dumpling Day. I opted for ovocné knedlíky, as theoretically they should be lighter and not as filling. Radek Horil is a representative for the Czech Republic's largest dumpling producer, the Svoboda Company, with more than a 200 million crown annual turnover. And he says that anyone who has visited the Czech Republic sooner or later ends up trying knedlíky as a Czech specialty.
Potvrzují nám to naše pozorování, že ten, kdo ochutná jednou knedlík, když se k němu tváří ze začátku nedůvěřivě. Tak...
From what we've seen, tourists are sometimes wary of dumplings at first. But once they try them, they're sold and they enjoy them. When they return, they then learn that there are all kinds of local varieties. One quite famous recipe belongs to the region of Karlovy Vary, where the dumpling dough doesn't include yeast, just bits of buns, eggs, and some spices, all mixed together. It's more similar to stuffing you'd put in a chicken, and similar to dumplings enjoyed in Bavaria.
Tento knedlík je velice populární, zejména na západ od našich hranic v Bavorsku, v Německu i výše.
Radek Horil also told me more about how the interest in pre-prepared dumplings has grown.
Firma Svoboda vznikla na začátku 90. let jako jeden z malých podniků, kdy se vařilo.
Over the last 20 years our firm has really grown and we have two new production halls and are the biggest producer of dumplings not only in the Czech Republic but in the world. About 95% of our products are for the Czech market, with the rest going to Slovakia, Austria, Poland and Germany. Export is small so far, but like our founder, Mr. Svoboda, says, the Italians conquered the world with pizza, Czechs can do the same with dumplings.
Takovým heslem pana Svobody, který říká, Italové dobili svět pizzou, proč bychom ho my nemohli dobít knedlíkem?
Indeed, why not? I agree. And finally taste those dumplings.
Sypeme to vlastně makovou posypkou, sladkou samozřejmě.
Tak jsem to ochutnal, je to opravdu velmi dobrý.
Dá se použít hodně posypek, třeba i obyčejná strouhanka.
At the exhibition at the National Agriculture Museum, visitors can learn about all kinds of different approaches to cooking dumplings, as well as their place in song and literature. But my favorite entry or mention of dumplings on display, as it happens, is not from the Czech Republic at all, but from Germany. A dumpling incident back in 1967 that made world headlines. According to the story reported by the international press, Helmut Winter, a graphic designer in the town of Pasing, a Munich suburb, got so fed up with noisy, low-flying German and U.S. fighter jets from a nearby military base that he designed and built a giant catapult to pelt objects at the planes. The ammunition dutifully provided by his wife was round, soggy dumplings that he shot into the sky. Of course, the projectiles threatened no one. He had no hits. But the project was jokingly coined the Great Dumpling War. And later, a mock armistice was even signed between the designer and Air Force Major Donald Murphy. Wondering about the Czech name for the inventor's contraption? The Knedlíkomet, the dumpling anti-aircraft gun, or dumpling howitzer, one of the more bizarre expressions and stories you're likely to come across about Knedlíky.